you through the night. It's all right. It's all right. Let your money all you like. It's all right. It's all right. Don't need a soft drop of flowers. Oh, no. Oh, no. Whatever gets you through your life.
Let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I am Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back down a shot of hard liquor and try to have some fun. And I am your creepy guide across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope, all ye who enter here.
That he gonna give you something to drink now.
That's right. I am in the studio with Hardwood Forrest Connor. We have investigator Shelley Wright from Wright's Coin Shop. And now is the perfect time to take advantage of Wright's Coin Shop, because I just have a feeling gold and silver is going to skyrocket soon, and it's low right now. So, Shelley, how can people find you? How can they communicate with you wherever they are around the world?
They can call me.
Okay, what's your number?
828-298-5402.
That's 828-298-5402 to talk to Shelley.
Yes, or you can come and see me at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville.
All right, and what exit should people take off of 40?
That would be exit 51.
Exit 51, okay, very well. And people do. They stop by there all the time.
They did it today.
And let me remind you as well that this program is brought to you in large part by SunshineSimple.com, which is the solar generator that my team and I created for your home. Don't wait until you're sitting there in the dark, in the cold, to say, man, I should have gotten a Sunshine Simple generator. Because we have these things back ordered. We're shipping them all over the country. Somebody contacted us yesterday and said, oh, great, I live locally. You know, I want to come and see your showcase. And we don't even have a showcase yet. I mean, we make these things, and as soon as they're done, they go out, they're shipped away, you know. So
there's a video.
That's right. You can go look at the video, and you can testify to the fact that the machine, the generator, and the panel, it's just like you see in the video.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, my goodness, Dark 30, yes. Again, the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to hear some sort of outrageous material. That's what this hour is all about. And I found on Fox News how they were talking about some weird sex stories from 2011. And actually, it's funny. I was just talking to Forrest a moment ago about something that I think is appropriate to bring up regarding what I'm about to say here. Evolutionary biologists have presented some very interesting things. You know, Shelley, if a horse mates with a donkey, it creates a mule, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, humans are supposedly, actually they are, if you look at the genes, I mean, it's proven now, humans are genetically more closely related to chimpanzees than horses are to donkeys. So it makes sense that if a human and a chimp get it on, and I'm sure that's happened.
I'm sure. Yep.
It might create something. In fact, according to the evolutionary biologists, long ago, I guess hundreds of thousands of years ago, supposedly there was some kind of hairy ape-like thingy, and it had two babies. And one of those babies went on by natural selection to evolve into humans, and the other went on to evolve into chimpanzees. So we are cousins with the chimpanzees, and this is not theory anymore. I mean, you can look at the genetic code, and it's like, yeah, okay, the evidence is overwhelming. In fact, Shelley, if you held your mother's hand, and she held her mother's hand, and she held her mother's hands, that chain going all the way back to that creature that we supposedly came from here would only be 300 miles long. And that's very short, considering the unimaginable span of time and how fleeting our little insignificant slice of it is that we call our lives, that are full of all this great importance. In fact, on my Facebook page, I recently, and I think also on my Twitter, I posted a video showing the Earth relative to the other planets, and then relative to the sun, and then relative to other bodies, and I mean, just how tiny it is when you start looking at the big picture. Well, that brings us maybe to this story from Fox News. They say one of the stories from 2011, sex with Neanderthals made us stronger. And it is Neanderthals. A lot of people say Neanderthals, but it's Neanderthals. They say, last year we found out that humans and Neanderthals mated. And we learned exactly what some humans walking the earth today inherited from their Neanderthal ancestors. Now, look, I don't want to be, I don't want to insult any of our listeners, but I have no problem believing that there are some Neanderthal genes floating around out there. A lot of them probably walk through the door at Wright's Coin Shop from time to time.
Yeah.
We do live in Western North Carolina. I've met some Neanderthals. But they say mating with Neanderthals improved our health by giving early Homo sapiens disease resistances they wouldn't otherwise have had. Neanderthal-human interbreeding may have been rare, according to a study published in September by the journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, but it occurred frequently enough, and their descendants were successful enough that traces of Neanderthal DNA show up in genes of all non-African humans alive today. I've always thought it was interesting. There was this period of history when humans lived alongside Neanderthals, and they fought with each other. And apparently, we killed all the Neanderthals. And they say that the reason is that, you know, Neanderthals, they were these, you know, really kind of stout, stocky, strong dudes. And we, Homo sapiens, are tall, kind of lean, lanky creatures, and that our, the length of our arms and the size of our muscles and all that gave us an advantage because we were able to throw a spear farther. So if you just went hand-to-hand with Neanderthal, you're screwed. They're like three times stronger than a human. They just rip you apart. They kick your butt, right? But that's why we're evolved. We hurl projectiles at each other. And so throwing a spear is what gave us the advantage to kill them all out.
Hmm.
And we still hurl things at each other. Rockets and, you know, satellite-guided missiles and so on. And when you think about the fact that there was this moment when fire was harnessed by humans, whoever had the most fire had an advantage. And what do we do today? It's still about who has the most fire, isn't it, really? And in the long run, who has the most fire? Fire power. Another interesting thing from 2011, apparently it was brought to attention, I guess there was a discovery of what they call the oldest sex act captured in amber. And I've seen a picture of this. 40 million years ago, a female mite overpowered a prospective partner, and they began to mate. And then, according to Discovery News, right as they were mating, a dollop of tree resin fell on them and sealed them together forever. That's kind of interesting. And I've seen this, and it just, you know, a couple of mites, you know, getting it on. in a blob of amber. Another thing that's interesting, there has been a study published claiming that men who think they are hot, hot and sexy, they actually get the most attractive women, regardless of whether they are or not, and it's because of their confidence. They say overconfidence makes a big difference. A study published said men who overestimate their own appeal to attract women tended to be more likely to achieve their goal of winning the approval of a prospective partner. Women, by contrast, tended to undervalue their own physical appeal, which explains why sometimes you see these very attractive women with these pretty unattractive men. And also, that might be why guys who are jerks tend to do better with ladies, because part of being a jerk is thinking, you know, I'm the shizzle, and so that attitude helps them get these ladies. Do you think that's true, Shelley?
Well, I think there's probably a little something to that.
Yeah. Anything that explains bad relationships, I'm sure,
yes,
from a woman's point of view, can be helpful there. Okay, let's see. Here's a headline. Woman dislocates jaw while vomiting.
Ew.
That's a New Year's story. Happy New Year, everybody. Oh, my. This comes from Australia. Apparently, there is an emergency ward there in Sydney, and they published a report card of some of the things that happened to them. Stabbings and all kinds of, you know, terrible stuff. Let's see, what is this? A 19-year-old got up on a metal roof for fireworks while sliding down. He suffered deep lacerations to his arms, damaging muscles and tendons. There's something about sliding and slicing. I see that look on your face. You know what that feeling is, as far as, like,
yes,
guy sliding. But anyway, yeah, it goes on to say that, apparently there was a woman in Australia who got so drunk that as she was vomiting, she dislocated her jaw. You've seen Team America, right? Okay, I know by that laugh you know what I'm talking. You probably haven't seen it, Shelley.
No.
Oh, man, we're up on a break. My goodness, it's flying by tonight.
America. Heck yeah.
Yeah, there's a scene in that. Very good. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about why apparently some say stripping helps you sing better. And also, I have a story about an alien cat house. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange. Don't touch that dial.
And start.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree, people sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. The neighborhood was changing, stranger moving in, a new boy there for a local girl, but she made eyes of him. She was young and pretty.
Yeah, it's the Dark 30 Hour. And I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. Let me remind you, this is the time when we discuss some of the most outrageous and controversial news as of late. Not for the easily offended, not for the kiddies. If this is not your cup of tea, just turn off the radio and, turn it back on a little bit later. But, we're not making this stuff up. This is stuff that is in the news. Sometimes it's from, surprisingly pronounced news sources, whatever that's good for. And this is the time when we share it with you. And, of course, you can usually find more information on these topics if you go to speakingofstrange.com and click on the Facebook link. Mobius likes to take advantage of the Facebook format because this stuff is coming in so quickly. He just, post on the Speaking of Strange Facebook site and people comment on it. It's cool. It's a nice format to have. Even if you're not a Facebook person, which I completely understand, but still, you get yourself a little account just to go and look at our stories. And, if you go to joshuapwarren.com, you'll also see how you can easily sign up for my Twitter account. And, I'm not one of these guys who Twitters, three or four times a day unless I'm on a trip and I'm doing something cool. But I'll tell you something else you can find at joshuapwarren.com. And mind you, there's no period after the P. I wrote this book called The Wishing Machine Workbook. And it deals with my experiments with radionics, creating, effects using different kinds of tools. And The Wishing Machine Workbook is about using virtual stuff, printed designs that you can focus on, and it's very bizarre. But so many people have had success. I've gotten hundreds of emails from people who've said, wow, this actually works. Now, a lot of them are interested in getting a physical wishing machine or a physical radionics box. And these are our wooden boxes that have knobs on them and an input plate, an output plate, and you twist the knobs and amazing things happen. You've seen my wishing machine, Forrest.
I've dabbled with it a time or two.
Yeah, and Shelley, you've definitely seen it.
Yes.
A radionics box. People, they've been telling me for the longest time they want to get a physical radionics box. And I've told them, I don't know. It's not the kind of thing you just go out and buy somewhere. There's not a supplier, really. It's not. You can't go to Walmart and grab one of these things. I'm not sure what to tell them. Well, I am a friend of a radionics enthusiast who has had so much success that he said, I love building these things. I want to make them, and I want to help people. And so he and I have an agreement. It's a temporary kind of agreement as an experiment to sell radionics boxes, a physical wishing machine. And if you want to get one of these things, he will actually correspond with you and make sure that it's working for you regarding what your need is, what your desire. If you go to joshuapwarren.com, you'll see a link you can click, and it brings up the page about the physical radionics box. There's a video there where I'm explaining, I'm just on a webcam in my home office explaining how it works, and I don't know how long we're going to offer this thing, but go and check it out at joshuapwarren.com.
Sounds good. I remember when you first got your radionics box, you were telling me stories about how the government was actually coming in and confiscating these things for a little while. What are the legal, do you know, if I may ask, what the legality of this is?
It's legal now to have them, but there was this period around the 1940s and 50s when, unfortunately, our government was burning books just like the Nazis. And there were physicians who had books and radionics boxes that they would keep hidden away in secret chambers, and they would get raided by the government, and they would just pull all this stuff out and burn it. And in fact, Dr. Wilhelm Reich, who pioneered a lot of orgon stuff, which is related to radionics, he was put in prison over this and died in prison as an old man. So our government has had some very dark chapters, and that's one of them. And so, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because this is another freedom that we can now take advantage of. And to me, I love the radionics technology. It works better for some people than others. But go and, you know, check it out. See if it works for you. Again, the link is pretty obvious there at joshuapwarren.com. Shelley, I know that you are a cat lover.
Yes, I am.
Forrest and I are cat lovers as well.
Yes, yes, we are.
of a kind, of a sort. Listen to this. Police right now say that a tycoon in China, this guy was a billionaire there, may have been murdered by cat meat. This guy named Long Liang, 49 years old, died December 23rd after sharing a dish of slow-boiled cat meat stew with two men over a business lunch. Cat meat stew. And right now, they have arrested one of the guys who was dining with him. They think that one of the guys poisoned the hot pot with a toxic herb. They had some kind of economic disputes. And they said that all three men actually were sickened. But this guy Long died because he consumed more of the herb. They had eaten at this restaurant before, but this time the cat meat dish tasted a little different. One guy who lived said it tasted more bitter than usual. The others said they soon felt dizzy and sick. It was taken to a hospital. Some of them went into cardiac arrest and died. Wow. Cat meat stew. What would you do, Shelley, if I invited you out to dinner one night and I said, it's going to be a surprise, and we had a wonderful stew, and you're like, wow, this is great. And I'm like, okay, it's cat meat. You just ate a cat.
I would have to kill you.
Really?
Yes.
Would it be that bad?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. It's been great knowing you, but got to kill you now.
See, I would try a cat. Would you, Forrest?
Yeah. I mean, if it's good, hey.
I mean, there are.
I might not eat it again, but I can just say I've tried cat.
There are some things that I would never want to eat, but still, I mean, it's like I wouldn't want to eat a tarantula.
You're allergic to cats. Why would you want to eat one?
Well, just the outside of the cat. The inside of the cat, I doubt I'm allergic to that, but I don't know. I'd hate to find out, really.
It might blow up real big. Well,
one of the most common things that people eat in this country that is probably considered gross is snakes. I've never eaten a snake. Have you, Forrest?
I have.
You really? Okay. When did you eat a snake?
There used to be a restaurant over
Spirits on the River.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, they had rattlesnake, like rattlesnake cakes, I believe is what they called it.
Ew. You ate that?
Yeah.
Ugh. Really? Was it fried, though? Because if it was fried, you know.
I think it was, yes.
Did it taste like chicken?
Done like crab cakes and sort of done like that, and it was good. I'd eat it again.
Okay.
I ate at the restaurant, but I never tried the.
I had a nasty frog there one time. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard about your frog.
Yeah, it had the skin on it. It was all spotted. Yeah. Here's a story from Washington State. They say right now, a 37-year-old teacher. Apparently a music teacher is in trouble because he convinced a student that she could improve her vocal range by getting naked and touching herself. Says she complied. And now, they say this is a 17-year-old. Complied? She should have known better.
He's a teacher.
She was stripping and doing the, oh, yeah, sing, ah, sing, yeah. I don't know. That's bizarre. We got to take a break. When we come back, tell you about the alien cat house, especially for those of you in Nevada. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is the time when we discuss things that are a little more outrageous and controversial. Turn the radio off if you are not that type of person who wants to hear that sort of thing. If you're a good person, a good, decent person. You're a good, decent man. Or if there are children around, we don't want to warp them too early. Let them get old enough to find this out on their own. I heard some comedian the other day saying, you know, anymore, you can't say so many things. You can't say the C word, the A word, the D word. You know, how are people supposed to know when you're addressing them anymore? And we push it as far as the FCC allows here. But it is safe harbor. And you know what? If you're the type of person who wants to advertise on this show, if you got the cojones, our listeners are very loyal, as has been evidenced many, many times. So just go to speakingofstrange.com or joshuapwarren.com. Email us and let us know. And we'd be happy to take a look at what you are offering and maybe see if we can help you advertise what you have. In fact, if you go to speakingofstrange.com, we have an ad up right now for Bunny's Hauntings. Bunny, remember Bunny? Bunny Comerhofer? She came on the program, native of North Carolina, and wrote a really creepy, spooky book. Okay, let's see here. Alien Cat House. This is especially interesting for those of you in Nevada. You know, I'm a big fan of Nevada. It's my kind of state, man. You know, I need to move to Nevada. I remember, Forrest, you and I went to Nevada, and we stayed up gambling all night long, and then we went and had a shot of tequila and ate breakfast the next morning. You remember
that? Awesome.
You should be able to do that everywhere. Have a shot of tequila before breakfast. But we did not go to the cat houses. but it was available, if that's what we had.
If our hearts desired that, we could have gone.
That's exactly right. And you know this guy, Dennis Hoff? Maybe you've seen him on HBO. He owns the Moonlight Bunny Ranch east of Carson City. This guy holds 5 brothel licenses, the most ever by a single owner. He's hoping to add 1 or 2 more in the near future. Anyway, he is opening what he calls an alien cat house. And it is a, let's just call it what it is. It's a whorehouse with a science fiction theme. And I hear this, and I immediately think of Star Trek, the green-skinned ladies. I think he's going to have stuff like that. Okay, he's calling it Girls from Another World. He has turned to an old friend to plan the costumes and decor. Hollywood madam turned Pahrump resident Heidi Fleiss. So Heidi Fleiss lives in Pahrump now. Isn't that interesting? Right there, and you know, here we are broadcasting in Nye County, and Dennis Hoff is there, and Heidi Fleiss is there, and Art Bell is there. That's a crazy county, man. Nye County. And they're saying here that, you know, there's so many discussions about the Nevada test site, that, you know, they're going to have a line of merchandise emblazoned with little green men and women. And this guy says, quote, unless they're married, I don't want anyone in Nevada having sex unless I get a cut of the money, end quote. Okay. So, if somebody goes to this thing, all I want you to do is send me a souvenir. Now, nothing that's been used, please. Send me a souvenir and call in and tell us what that's like. Here's a story from Illinois. And I don't see... I mean, I like this story for a strange reason. Right now, a couple of people in Illinois have been arrested because they went through a McDonald's drive-thru completely naked. And this was in Galesburg, Illinois. They say here that an employee was stunned when a couple of people pulled up to the serving window completely naked. As the car rolled up, the unfortunate worker saw the man crouched over in the driver's seat trying to pull on a pair of trousers. His female passenger, meanwhile, began covering herself up in a blanket. Police were called and then found the couple eating their food in the McDonald's car parking lot. The pair told officers the late-night nude food run might not have been a great idea, but that they thought it was funny. It's a 21-year-old man, 21-year-old woman, 19-year-old man. They were arrested. Facing public indecency charges. Come on, you know, if why shouldn't you be able to go to McDonald's naked? You're in your car. I mean, they said the lady had a blanket. I don't think that's anybody's business at McDonald's. Just hand out the Big Mac.
No, and there's probably a lot more other crimes going on.
Yes,
that these cops and McDonald's workers or whoever can be concerning themselves with.
Yeah, why should taxpayer money be spent? Why should people be taking up space in the jail? Because a couple of people, and they're probably high. They probably smoked a doobie. They got the munchies.
I agree with you guys, but ew.
In the state of North Carolina, you can run around with your boobies hanging out.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's a good idea.
Well, I don't know. This is probably the wrong crowd to, like, come down on that one. Doesn't bother me. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with ladies, you know, showing what God gave them?
I don't necessarily want to see other people's goods.
Hey, look, when we come back, it's going to be the last segment of the show. I'm going to tell you about a new report here that supposedly, of all people, Richard Nixon... Dick Nixon gay? Seriously, that's what it says. And then I've got a horrible story. Just one of those that makes your skin crawl. Good one to end the show with tonight. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour. You're listening to... to the show where the unusual becomes usual. Speaking of strange. In the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour, the time that you should turn off the radio if you are easily offended or if there are children present. And keep in mind, next week, if all goes well, we will have Keller O'Neill, the mentalist, with us. So send your healing thoughts mentally to him. He is sick right now, and if he is feeling better next Wednesday, he'll be live in the studio. And, well, whenever we record the show, and, we'll have him in here and hopefully everything will go well and he'll have a lot of entertaining substance for us. Okay. Well, this is hard to believe. There is a book coming out called Nixon's Darkest Secrets. And it's a new biography by Don Folsom, a veteran Washington reporter who covered the Nixon years. And he apparently suggests that our 37th president had a serious drinking problem, beat his wife, had links to the mafia, and that the homophobic Nixon may have been gay himself. Hard to believe, but they say that he was connected to a mafioso guy named Bebe Rebozo. According to Dan Rather, he said Rebozo, quote, transmitted the sense of great sensuality and paid tribute to his magnetic personality and beautiful eyes. And, you know, the claim that I understand is being made here is that Nixon had, you know, contact with this guy on a number of levels, more than just buddies. And the book apparently also says that his relationship with his wife, Pat, of 53 years, was a sham. They say that Nixon used to call the first lady a blanking blank. You can fill in the blanks in the blanking blank. And that he beat her before, during, and after his presidency. Wow. You know, if this guy is really going to publish this stuff, I hope he has some great lawyers. That's hardcore. But that is what is being claimed by this fellow, apparently, about Dick Nixon. You could tell Nixon was always just wound up. You know, that guy, I can see him like beating his wife or something. I mean, I can imagine that. But I can't imagine him being, well, I think I've said enough. You know where I'm going, Forrest. I mean, it's difficult to think of that. Now, this report says he was homophobic, and I don't even know about that. What is there anything you can contribute to this?
No,
yeah,
not at all.
There's just no
not
reason. No reason. He was the president. Is there no respect for the office of president? Not really. Speaking of all the stuff that's going to happen this year, man, election year. My goodness, it's going to get really, really dirty as this election year goes on. So here are. Are a couple of stories that that can make you cringe a little bit. And they're related. You know this show called River Monsters? You've seen that show?
Yeah.
Well, apparently there's a news story here about the guy, Jeremy Wade, who does River Monsters. And they say that he has finally snared the ferocious ball cutter fish. And that's actually what it's called, a ball cutter. And this is a fish that swims up to men in Papua New Guinea and bites their jewels off. And they say that, you know, it's horrible because the guys die after this. They bleed to death. And they say that the guy, they caught a 40-pound monster fish, opened up its snapping jaws, and discovered a set of human-like teeth. And they just swim up, and they have a propensity for a different type of fly. And that is related to this story from India. They say a man in an Indian hospital who was put in there for pneumonia has died. They found him in a pool of blood, and it appeared that he had died because his you-know-what had been nibbled off by rats. Ugh! Isn't that awful? I think that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I'm Joshua P. Warren. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, and Mobius. It's Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And, hey, tune in next week for a brand new one. Happy 2012, everybody. Be sure to stick with us. You are commanded!